Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
President Biden is now going to authorize aid to be sent into Gaza via drops, evidently. He also wants a lot more trucks going in. And while you definitely want to help people, I'm wondering how much of this is because of the political drubbing, in a sense, that he took in Michigan, where Uncommitted got a pretty good showing in the Michigan primary. So, folks, again, it's unfortunately all about politics most of the time, isn't it? Even when it comes to things like that. All right, folks, it is the weekend edition. And meanwhile, Joe Biden evidently would not take questions about the Lincoln Riley murder when he was down at the border. We're going to talk about the border, by the way, here on the weekend edition of the program this morning. By the way, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to opine, because here it is. It is the weekend show. And I got to tell you, as we go through the week, you know, we have a lot of fun, but we also, I think, have a little bit more fun on the weekend. We let our hair down a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week. We just kind of, you know, get you going a little bit more than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible, because it's our duty, it's our solemn promise and pledge, my friends, to send you off into your weekend with a smile. And we do have a lot to smile about, but we also have a lot of very serious stories to tell you about as we make our way here into hour number one. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we're already starting to hear from folks out there. We got Richard the Marine up on his vantage point of the central coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. He says 37 degrees and rain, snowed this morning. Wow. And it may snow tonight, he says. Have a great weekend, Semper Fi, Richard. Wow, that is really something, Richard. Definitely getting some snow. 37 degrees. Yeah, that's getting cold. Well, the only thing I got in return is we've got some rain, a lot of rain coming through the Southern California area tomorrow. But we'll be talking about the weather, of course, as we go into the segment a little before the top of the hour this morning. And we do have a lot of alerts to tell you about this morning. So batten down the hatches, Richard. Absolutely. And bundle up, turn on the fireplace. Or something, and hot chocolate is also recommended for situations such as this. But once again, folks, welcome to the program. We have an awful lot to tell you about on the show this morning. And let me see here. Yeah, let's start though with President Biden again down at the border, evidently not wanting to take questions about the Lincoln Riley murder. I actually, folks, I'm just very, very concerned about this. I'm very disappointed by it. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because, of course, to talk about that horrible act that happened that took the life of that young woman, to talk about that, Joe Biden would have to inherently have to begin discussing or even just reacting to questions about border security, and not just border security, but what happens when someone is arrested in this country, it's obvious they don't belong here, and then they are simply released for whatever reason, whether it's, quote, space requirements, or if it's some other thing to do with how the prosecutor operates and so forth, or how the justice system operates in terms of getting illegal aliens out of jail and this kind of stuff. he would necessarily have to begin talking about that and go to the fundamental question of why was this individual still in this country? Because, folks, I do think, I'm absolutely positive that if this particular perpetrator was not here in this country, Laken Riley would be alive today. She would be pursuing her goals, her dreams. She would be living her life. And, my friends, what a terrible, terrible tragedy this is. And to have, and, you know, but the administration, they're not going to want to talk about things like this unless it buttresses their own political agenda. And it is a sad day when the political agenda is going to supersede what everyone in the country, all the decent people across the land, would agree on. And that is, people should have the ability to live in a safe environment. They should be able to walk down the street. They should be able to live their lives. And if we can minimize the threats that our people all over the country face every day, no matter their skin color, no matter their gender, no matter their religion, no matter anything, if we can minimize the threats that are out there in the big world, and of course there are always threats in the big world, and there are bad people, but if something's preventable, then perhaps that's something we can all agree on. But of course, it's all part of the political machinations. It's all part of the political framing. And when we come back from the break, I want to play for you an audio of how these two different trips to the border, the dueling border trips, how they were portrayed when you can mash it up or cut it up and edit it all together. Very, very interesting, very illustrative. So once again, folks, we're beginning the weekend edition here of the program. Glad to be with you, of course, and we've got a lot more to go as we head through these next 3 hours together across your radio dial, across the United States in the overnight hours. And welcome to everybody, of course, listening on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, everybody on 930, and everybody along the GCN network, because GCN does so much for our program. They distribute it out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, so you might be hearing this show sometime during the weekend, Saturday or Sunday afternoon, this kind of thing. And if you're listening, you want to send us a direct message, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we're going to come right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Through the shadows. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
I still hear your voice.
And we are running through the weekend edition of the program. And, you know, I like the weekend edition. I really do. You know, it's a chance to kind of, you know, bring you up to date on what's happening, but we also kind of take a look back as well as to what happened over the week. And of course, I see if there are any updates, any sort of new developments as well. But, you know, there's so many things that happen throughout the week. There's so many things that happen, you know, during one day of the news cycle. A lot of times it's hard to know, well, what do you start with? You know, you're looking at the list of things and you're thinking, well, they're all so important. But we do our best to do that though. But once again, folks, welcome to the program. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And thanks to Driver Ron. Yes, we did get your song requests, and I think we're going to be able to do those this morning here on the program. Great requests, by the way. So I really do appreciate that because, you know, that really kind of, you know, it just helps move everybody along. You know, when we got some great songs or people write in and they call in and they request them, you know, it's just a lot of fun. It just adds to the interaction here on the program. Well, speaking of interaction, my friends, speaking of interaction, Joe Biden says he did not interact with Hunter and James's business partners. You know, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's just better not to say anything, right? Just don't say anything. I think we have an audio here of Joe Biden outside the White House when he's asked about this on his way to the helicopter. So you're going to have the helicopter noise there in the back. But the reporter comes up and asks him about the interaction. And President Biden will then claim, "I did not interact." And he gets a little testy. Let's listen in, shall we?
Well, he has accused you of lying repeatedly about your interactions with your son and brother's business partners. What's your response to him?
Don't read the record of every single witness. These guys got to stop this.
But you did interact with their partners.
I did not interact with his partner.
You didn't have dinner or lunch with him?
So it's kind of hard to hear, and so I'll just kind of recap. The question really is, Speaker Mike Johnson is talking about how you interacted with these business partners of Hunter Biden. And he says, I did not interact with those partners, and be very, very little, almost a little snippy about it. And then he said, well, you didn't have dinner, you didn't go to lunch, and he kind of trailed off into something else, and then somebody asked another question unrelated to that. But this from the New York Post, okay? President Biden again denied Friday that he interacted with business associates of brother James and son Hunter Biden, despite Hunter himself confirming to Congress this week that his dad attended a pair of D.C. dinners as vice president with various foreign patrons. Now, see where I'm going with this, because, again, you know, Joe Biden says, you know, I didn't do that. Tell Mike Johnson to read the record. Tell Mike Johnson to, you know, read the full testimony, basically. Okay, so what planet is Joe Biden living on again? You know, I mean, this is shades of the Hur report. This is almost, you know, it's very, very similar. You know, I was vice president. Okay, when was I vice president? You know, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really not. What I'm trying to say is that this is the same kind of thing that we see chronicled in the special counsel report. So, and of course, the indignation, I'm going to get mad about it. I'm going to say, no, I did not. You know, it, folks, you know, we're in a not a great zone here for this. The 81-year-old president blasted House Speaker Mike Johnson's assertion that Biden is, quote, lying about those interactions amid the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into alleged corruption. And again, telling to read the record of every single witness, Biden told the reporter. These guys have got to stop this stuff. And that's also, you know, part of the weapons that they use, basically. And that is just Stonewall, for one. Just, no, they've got to stop it. See, what they're doing is wrong. And they're not supposed to be asking these questions. These questions are inappropriate. These questions are not something that, we want to talk about, obviously. So they've got to stop this. Because under this false premise that everything they're asking about is already water under the bridge. There's nothing to it. There's no substance to it. That's what they're trying to get you to think. So Johnson responded on X. I don't even know. How do you say that? It's on X, you know. I was just X. I don't know. It's always just that note, X. You know, that's what it is. But it's really Twitter, was Twitter, maybe Twitter again. But Johnson responded on X. Yet another lie from the president about his involvement in his family's influence-peddling schemes. Here is a reminder, Mr. President. And he gave him a link to the Oversight Committee rundown of alleged interactions. Biden previously claimed on December the 6th that, quote, I did not interact with his brother or son's foreign partners, calling the suggestion lies when responding to an Associated Press poll that found 68% of Americans, including 40% of Democrats, thought he acted illegally or unethically in his son's business dealings. A smoking gun email reveals how Hunter Biden introduced Ukrainian businessmen to VP Dad. And, of course, the emails, the witness testimony, and even photos show Joe Biden encountered his son and brother's associates from two different Chinese government-linked business deals and others from Mexico, Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine, in addition to many of their U.S. business partners. I did not do that. I did not do that. but that was because it was depending what the word is at that point, right? get in the way back machine there for about the Bill Clinton thing. But you know, this is becoming more the norm with Joe Biden. It is a stonewall tactic. Normally, they'd be stonewalling anyway, regardless of what's happening to Joe Biden. They would still be stonewalling. But because we've got, you know, all this material, you know, and by the way, if that had been Donald Trump, I did not do that. I never did that. And then you just roll the tape, you know, you just show the pictures and you know, that would be, you know, well, here's more illegal things that Donald Trump did and that he's going to magically get immunity for by the Supreme Court. Have you noticed this, too, that the Supreme Court taking up the case, going to evaluate the presidential immunity case, is now being heralded, you know, in advance that we know what this decision is going to be, and the only logical, you know, conclusion that will be there now, the logical limit of what's going to be happening with Donald Trump once he gets back in office will be he'll be president for life. He'll never leave the Oval Office. As Rachel Maddow said, even if he's voted out in 2028, and last time I checked, I don't know that he could run in 2028. So it's already a foregone conclusion. But Joe Biden may have done these so many of these different things, right? And but that's no big deal. He'll just go ahead and say, no, I didn't do it. It's no big deal. And nobody's going to question him. Nobody in the mainstream media is really going to do that. Because all of a sudden, and have you felt the shift? Have you felt the shift out there in terms of what the Democrat Party elite, the far left, are doing? What they're doing is they have, it's like they've collectively decided, or the memo came out and said, we're going to stop all this stuff, mostly about Joe Biden and his conditions, whatever they might be, how he is conducting himself, the great concern that regular people would have upon witnessing such demonstrations of whatever conditions. And we're going to go with the Joe Biden is cool. Joe Biden is older. He's wiser. He knows what he's doing. He is sharp. And his doctors say he doesn't need a cognitive test. This is what we're going with, folks. He takes a cognitive test every day. That was earlier this week, remember? He takes a cognitive test every day by being president, and he passes it. Except for the one 15-minute test that he could take that might be a standardized thing that might give us, I don't know, some information. Well, we got more information on the other side of the break. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Weekend Edition. It continues.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to start sales of abortion pills possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill, according to separate statements. Wildfires and blizzard warnings are causing anxiety for thousands of Americans. Over 500,000 people in California and Nevada face the threat of a blizzard with up to 10 feet of snow predicted in higher elevations. Simultaneously, major wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have claimed at least two lives. Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address. House Speaker Mike Johnson noted that the American people will be attentive as the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the Senate turns the page on the oldest president in history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Proceeding along quite nicely already. Here we go from the bottom of the hour here. Glad that you're with us. Glad to be here. And the telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And operators are standing by here in the early morning hours of Saturday morning. Here across your radio dial. Glad to be with you, as we said. All right. So, well, just real briefly here, according to the Wall Street Journal and some other reports that we've seen today, it's official. It's official. We can pretty much treat COVID like the flu now. A case of COVID no longer means isolating for 5 days, according to the latest guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, of course, released on Friday. It's the latest sign of the virus's normalization 4 years after it upended our lives. You should now follow the same precautions with COVID as you take with the flu, according to new guidelines from the CDC. That means staying home until you've gone a day with no fever and improving symptoms. Take other precautions for the next 5 days, including wearing a mask and limiting close contact with others. Those are the same steps the CDC recommends for other respiratory viruses. COVID-19 is still an important public health threat, but it's not the emergency that it once was, says Dr. Brendan Jackson, who leads the respiratory virus response for the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Disease on Friday. and its health impacts increasingly resemble those of other respiratory viral illnesses, including influenza and RSV. Plenty of Americans dropped COVID testing and isolation periods long ago as the virus became more routine. Many schools and workplaces haven't been enforcing the stricter CDC guidance, and some states have already relaxed their COVID guidance. So in other words, my friends, you can get regular sick now. It's now official. You can be regular sick. You remember in the days somebody would be sick, and they might not go into the office that day. They might not go to work that day. And, you know, they'd have to, you know, stay home, stay in bed, and or what have you, and until they started feeling a little bit better, then sort of emerge and come back out again. You know, but of course, obviously, this is a big revelation at this point. But it also does bring up something else, too, which I'm going to start sounding like a broken record here. But, you know, are we ever going to have any kind of real consequences for how this actually happened? Or, you know, is there ever going to be any kind of reconciliation? Well, not reconciliation, but any kind of retribution for this kind of thing? You know, and again, it just brings it all up, you know. And for one thing, obviously, we don't want to see a lot of people getting sick with anything, especially COVID. But at the same time, all this begins to bring back a lot of the very bizarre things that were put in place. And it terrified people. And I didn't want anybody to get sick. I didn't want to see that happen, you know, to anybody. Everybody, and so many people, we didn't know exactly what to do, right? But what was being said sometimes seemed to be a little far-fetched. And again, the terrifying factor was there. I remember I had to go to a meeting, and it was held outside because it could not be inside, right? And I actually saw people, they had their folding chairs. And I actually saw a couple, they had a tape measure, and it was set to 6 feet, and they would measure, is your chair 6 feet away from me? Not 5.5 feet, right? Not five, but 5.5 feet. Not just, but six, because of many of these hard and fast things that we heard from Dr. Fauci and how it went on and on. Boy, it just gets your blood boiling thinking about it, doesn't it? But obviously, you know, now are we finally 4 years later, or we can get regular sick again? So, and now, of course, you see TV commercials, you know, for the Paxlovid or what have you. So now it's just become much more embedded into our daily lives. But there's so many, we're still feeling the effects, you know, of what happened with kids and having no school and all this kind of stuff. There's going to be all kinds of studies, books written about this stuff, in addition to the ones that already have been. But certainly the view that we're going to see years from now, I think, is going to be very interesting indeed as people look back on how all that was handled. So don't get me started on this right now. But, but at any rate, folks, once again, we do have sort of this dueling border visit that occurred. And over on MSNBC, you had Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. I'll give you one guess what they thought, you know, about the Trump thing. But it's interesting how all this gets cut together as when the former president and the current president were making their statements down at the border. Let's listen to how they sort of cut all this together. It's very, very interesting. Let's listen in.
And former President Donald Trump both visited Texas towns at the southern border yesterday and delivered very different messages.
I understand my predecessor's an eagle pass today. So here's what I would say to Mr. Trump. Join me, or I'll join you in telling the Congress to pass this bipartisan border security bill. We can do it together.
The United States is being overrun by the Biden migrant crime. It's a new form of vicious violation to our country.
There's no red state or blue state where I come from. They're just communities and families looking for help.
This Governor Newsom from California, isn't that his name, Newsom? What he's done to California is unbelievable.
So instead of playing politics with the issue, why don't we just get together and get it done?
Okay, stop right there. You see, you know, Joe Biden, who was reading that, by the way, so evidently he was doing that, at least without a whole lot of problems at that point. But, you know, I just want to get this bill passed. I just want to get this bill put together. And I'll join Donald Trump, or he can join me, or I'll join him. Do you see how magnanimous Joe Biden is being at this point? Because Joe Biden wants to transcend the politics of these do-nothing obstructionist Republicans who just want to, you know, in the visage of Donald Trump, to stand there and say it's the Biden crime invasion, basically. I think that's what he called it, something to that effect. And see, because Donald Trump is just, he's just portraying this as really bad. I mean, this is just another political thing that he's saying in order to try to terrify you, in order to make you upset at other people who are just coming across the border, you know, this kind of thing. And Joe Biden is the reasonable one. He's the one who's just, you know, there's no red state or blue state. You know, to a lot of people out there, that's actually how they feel, especially around these kinds of issues. But they know it when they hear it, and they know it when they see it. When you're trying to, you know, create the illusion that you are somehow altruistic, all you want to do is just get together and pass this bipartisan bill. That's all we want to do. All right, let's hear just a little bit more.
Biden invasion. Horrible. Crooked Joe is the blood of countless innocent victims.
Compromise is part of the process. That's how democracy works. That's how it's supposed to work.
Okay, there you go. You see, again, you have legitimately, there are many people coming across the border that do mean harm. They're not coming here to try to get a job and have a better life. They're coming here for other reasons. And that, you know, to gloss over that is to just, you know, be completely unreasonable. But what is Joe Biden doing? He's now going to give us a lesson on how democracy works. You see, Trump isn't compromising enough. And have you seen what's in that bill? Do you understand what's happening in that bill? That's to compromise into that bill is not the kind of compromise that historically is the way that you get to some bipartisan agreement. And if Joe Biden wants to compromise, why doesn't he start supporting H.R. 2 and tell Chuck Schumer to put that thing out there for the vote? You know, this is, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be entertaining, I expect. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're coming back. We got a great song. Start off your weekend. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Edition, and it is the part of the program where we have a great song to start us off here into this segment. And, of course, what this song is designed to do. And, by the way, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. And we're glad to be with you here on this weekend edition of the show. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you want to send us a direct message anytime if you're here in this program throughout the weekend. And so, again, the purpose of the song is to get you going, keep your blood pumping. So whether you're working through the overnight hours with us when we're live here, or if you're just doing something else during the weekend, maybe you're projecting, maybe whatever you're doing, if you're driving, you're traveling, whatever it is that you're up to, or you're working maybe even on the weekend. Yes, a lot of people, America works on the weekend. A lot of people will keep things going. And if you want stuff to arrive at your front door on Monday, a lot of people are working through the weekend to make that happen, of course. So we just want to keep you going. We want to make you happy, and we want to make you smile as best as we can, because I think we need a little bit more of that in the world today. Thanks to driver Ron in Denver, and came up with a couple of great requests. And We saw them yesterday, and I thought we could get them in here on the weekend edition. But he's got a great one, and I really like this one, too. In fact, it's actually one of our bumper tracks here on the program as well. But it's kind of nice to bring it out and feature it a little bit, right, with this particular segment of the show. So here we go, Driver Ron. And everybody else I know is going to love this song, by the way. Who doesn't like this song? I'm just going to play it, and I think you'll know what it is. Here we go.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon want to retire, man, I'm too hot. When I say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Believe me, just watch.
Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, and, you know, Mark Ronson, I believe. I got to tell you that that song, you know, it. These kinds of records, and yeah, I'm calling them records. I know that that dates me, but still, I mean, yeah, I mean, we've always called them records to a great degree. And back when you had to buy the record, right, and you had to go home and you had to put it on your record player. And you know what's making a comeback these days, too, folks, are actual record players and vinyl. And it's really kind of cool. But because I have a good friend of mine, really, really good close friend in music. And he likes the idea, the olden days when you had the large, album to be able to hold in your hands, look at the album art, look at the liner notes while you're listening to the record. You know, it just, there was something substantial about that. CDs kind of made that a little bit harder to do. And then if everything is just virtual, well, then you don't have that at all, right? So it just, it's kind of bringing back a cool little aspect of that. But anyway, I'm digressing. But this record is one of those times when it comes out and it just actually, you can almost call it a perfect record. You know, it's rare, but it does happen. And this is one of those records that just seems to do that. And Driver Ron, thank you. He says, you know, this is a great one for people to clap and stomp their feet and all that. And he says he can even maybe do that while he's driving. Well, of course, you got to be careful. That's our official position here on the show, is that you need to be careful when you're driving, so always drive safe. And we want you to get there, of course. And yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Have you seen people rocking out in their cars as they go by? You know, just look everyone. If they're not on their phone, they're probably rocking out. So all the freeway drummers out there, you know, that are driving along and drumming at the same time. But at any rate, folks, let's take a quick look here at what we're looking at this weekend. This is from the National Weather Service. Winter storm brings heavy mountain snow, widespread damaging winds, and cold temperatures to much of the west. We've got blizzard conditions expected for the Sierra Nevada and portions of the Great Basin on Saturday. Coastal storm will bring widespread rain up the east coast through Saturday, with thunderstorms across portions of the southeast through tonight. Much above average spring-like temperatures for the plains and Midwest once again heading into the weekend, with critical fire threat for the central southern high plains. And we're, again, remembering and thinking about all this terrible damage and the devastation that was being wrought by these fires in Texas and in that area. Just terrible. Again, so much above average spring-like temperatures with that critical fire threat for the central southern high plains. Another significant winter storm is forecast to impact much of the west heading into the weekend. And get this, folks, including dangerous blizzard conditions for the Sierra Nevada as an amplifying upper-level trough forces its way into the western U.S. A multi-day influx of moisture from the Pacific is forecast to interact with a cold air mass arriving from western Canada, resulting in a heavy snowfall for many of the higher elevation mountain ranges across the Pacific Northwest, and northern and central California, the northern central Rockies, and the Great Basin. Snow totals locally as much as 12-plus inches are forecast through Sunday. In addition, widespread damaging wind gusts of 55-plus miles per hour are forecast across much of the region, even with stronger gusts of 75-plus miles per hour. Now, that's getting to be incredibly fast, obviously. Santa Ana winds in my area routinely are way over 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, and these gusts that we get. And they just, you think they're just shaking your house, basically, what happens. It's just unbelievable. But again, that's what's happening there. The most intense combination of snow and wind will coverage over the Sierra Nevada, where a powerful blizzard is expected. Expect snowfall totals of 5 to 12 feet. Not inches. Feet. Locally, even higher forecast of the weekend, with high snow rates and winds leading to blowing, drifting snow and whiteout conditions, making travel impossible. Now, the lower elevations may be a little bit different. They'll bring moderate to heavy rainfall to coastal locations, with a mix of light to moderate rain snow for interior locations. I got to tell you, folks, we got a lot of weather coming our way here on this weekend. But, folks, we are coming right back after the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. We'll head into hour two. Hour number one is now in the books.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.